turned into a nightmare. After a routine landing, he and Rico had approached a crystal dealer with a perfectly reasonable offer. She'd countered with an attempt to rob them, and even though they managed to escape, both men were soon running for their lives. Running out of her store, they spotted three of the local riding animals. Having climbed aboard two of the creatures, they shot the third in a futile attempt to delay pursuit and headed for the spaceport at top speed. Once aboard McCade's ship, they stood a good chance of getting off-planet alive. Pegasus was well-armed and damned fast. But they'd have to get there first, and that wouldn't be easy. Like most dealers, this one had her own security guards, and they gave chase. Minutes later, the guards were joined by a squad of Molarian-mounted police and a posse of bloodthirsty citizens, all of whom were experts at riding their three-legged bouncers. Each of the Sauroids has two powerful hind legs and a single foreleg located at the center of its chest. As the rear legs push off, the foreleg functions as a pivot, bearing the animal's weight until the hind legs hit the ground again. As a result, the animals bounce up and down, which explains both their name and why it takes some practice to ride them. McCade was thrown off time after time. The falls hurt and burned precious seconds at the same time. Seconds they desperately needed to reach the spaceport in time. Maybe it was his childhood on a farm, or the many years spent living on primitive worlds, but whatever the reason, Rico took to the bouncers naturally. He seemed glued to the plastic saddle as he shouted for people to get out of the way and led McCade through a maze of side streets. But their pursuers were catching up, and as McCade went down for the sixth time, he yelled for Rico to leave him. Rico was a big man, a friend who had fought at McCade's side many times and who rarely ran from anything. But as he spun his animal around, Rico saw the situation was hopeless. The posse was closer now, only 1,000 yards away, and if it came to a fight, the two of them wouldn't stand a chance. Rico tossed McCade an informal salute and shouted, "Keep an eye peeled, old sport! I'll be back!" Then he wheeled his bouncer and took off. The mob was closer now, with only the narrowness of the street to slow them down. It was a thundering mass that rippled up and down as it moved. McCade drew his weapon and fired over their heads. Suddenly the mob came apart as groups of riders spurted into side streets and alleys. But they were back moments later, brandishing a wild variety of hardware and screaming at the top of their lungs. But Rico had a good head start by this time, and McCade was lying face down, spread-eagled on the pavement. He hoped they'd take him alive. And they had, though not without a beating and a quick trip to Pit 47. All for nothing, though, since Rico hadn't come back, and they were taking him to God knows where.
Strip.
McCade did as he was told, stripping off his leathers and submitting to a body search. There were four guards now, and they were visibly disappointed when they failed to turn up a homemade blaster or nuclear warhead. Something like that would justify a beating, and beatings were their main source of entertainment. They shoved him into a cubicle with a lot more force than was necessary and slammed the door. It was small and dark, like the inside of a coffin. McCade was about to attack the door when a red light came on and a hard spray hit him from every direction. The dirt seemed to slide off his skin and the spray reeked of disinfectant. McCade gave a sigh of relief. It was some sort of decontamination booth. They didn't want him spreading any nasty diseases to the good citizens of Molaria. When the chemical bath was over, the booth beeped and the door popped open. McCade felt very naked as he stepped outside.
"Come on, pit slime."
It was the guard with the enormous jaw. "How about my clothes?"
"Clothes?" the guard asked with a big grin. "You don't need clothes. You're beautiful just the way you are. Isn't that right, guys?"
There was a loud chorus of guffaws and rude suggestions as the other guards assured McCade that he didn't need any clothes.
"Move."
The word was accompanied by a shove between the shoulder blades. McCade moved. The guard with the enormous jaw walked in front with a second guard following along behind. The second guard enjoyed prodding McCade with the handle of his nerve lash. At first there wasn't much to see, just the perfect smoothness of ancient walls and the guard posts located by each pit. The pits were vertical shafts